Essay 6 and Summary Description of ECE Websites. There are four ECE websites: www.aias.us, atomicprecision.com, et3m.net, upitech.org. The first one, owned by Professor Myron Wynne-Evans and hosted by Annexa, has been archived at the National Library of Wales and British National Archives under www.webarchive.org.uk as an outstanding website. So all the material there will be permanently archived for posterity. It has its own index and by now is a large library in its own right, not only on matters of science but also on other subjects. Its diary or blog has 7,744 postings to date, and there are plans to transfer the blog onto the main site so that the blog will also be archived for posterity. The AIAS.us site has a number of feedback activity sites which monitor the interest in AIAS.us in all detail. The feedback sites show that there is unprecedented international interest in ECE theory, which has therefore been accepted by scientists and others worldwide. An overview summary of interest is posted every quarter on the homepage of AIAS.us and is regularly posted on the blog. The feedback has been monitored daily since April 30, 2004 by Professor Myron Wynne-Evans, the original author of ECE Theory, in 2003. The highest quality interest has been selected for the overview file. This selection amounts to 1% only of the huge total interest. It is impractical to record the total interest by hand, but it has been backed up by a computer in recent years. The 1% high quality interest amounts in itself to about 150 pages to date. It shows continuous, intense interest from staff and students of essentially every university of note with departments of science and engineering. Similar interest has been recorded in the overview file from corporations, large and small, government departments of many countries up to head of state staff seniority, organizations and hundreds of thousands of individual scholars. The 154 and more source papers of ECE to date are supplemented by over 1,000 notes, giving comprehensive detail, and by many articles and books by ECE scholars. Occasionally, books on ECE and related topics are published by Abramis Academic. The AIAS.us site also contains a large amount of material on other of Professor Evans' avocations, such as literature, genealogy, history, and photography, and contains a prize-winning animation on molecular dynamics. It also has an Omnia Opera with hyperlinks to Professor Evans' papers, over 800 to date. The Omnia Opera is nearing completion. The ECE theory has been recognized by high honors of the British government since February 28, 2005. When Professor Evans was appointed to the Civil List, a British high honour almost unprecedented in chemical physics in the last 100 years. Indeed, the predecessor in chemical physics may be said to be the great Michael Faraday himself. In July 2008, Professor Evans was raised to the rank of Armiger, taking armorial bearings and the title of Evans of Glyn Eithrim. And on the 20th of July 2010, attended a garden party at Buckingham Palace to mark the Civil List appointment of February 2005. This was by special invitation because not many Civil List pensioners are invited, even though all are obviously of very exceptional merit, all being appointed by the Queen herself through the office of the Prime Minister. It is obvious that there would be no such intense interest in ECE theory and no such extraordinary official recognition and high honours were not ECE of major importance to science and engineering as the first successful unified field theory in the entire history of physics. The ECE scholars are by implication among the best in the world of theoretical physics and have shown that the older physics of the 20th century is obsolete in many ways. This may surprise the uninitiated, but papers such as UFT 150 show astonishing errors in Einstein's work, for example. Papers such as UFT 137 and 139 show that the much-vaunted Einstein field equation is plain wrong. Not only this, but also in an entirely simple way. Einstein's ideas about relativity are fine, but his mathematics, as well known to scholars, were always prone to error. So ECE has corrected these errors, strengthening Einstein's ideas. The implications of ECE are many and far-reaching. It begs the question of why so much government funding is being wasted on obsolete theory, much of it riddled with errors, some of them terrible howlers that makes a wolf sound like a lamb. The answer appears to be that governments listen far too much to the advisers with vested interest, to people with vested interest in continuing to fund meaningless science, such as the theory of CERN. The standard model of physics has become a hugely elaborate contrivance. In fact, it has become unscientific by many measures. In great contrast, ECE makes use of entirely standard, very well-known geometry by Cartan to derive all the known equations of physics from geometry and to provide a mass of new ideas in 154 papers in 7 years. Faced with this tide of imagination and high noon of enlightenment, the standard modellers have retreated into their cave full of idols and into historical obscurity. It has become clear that they've tried to restrict or stop publication of genuine new science, science based on simplicity and the experimental testing of theory. Authority in science no longer resides in academia in particular. In fact, it never has resided in academia in particular. This may surprise the uninitiated, but the historical facts are entirely clear. CERN is a profligate waste of money. The government of Austria signaled this clearly recently by trying to withdraw from CERN. It was stopped, apparently, by contractual obligations. That government is free to use ECE theory in court, for example, in The Hague, in a test case that will allow countries to withdraw from their CERN contracts. The only way forward at CERN would be to adopt the only correct unified field theory at present, which is ECE theory. Even if CERN did this, it would still be impractically expensive. All that wasted funding should be transferred into urgently needed research on new energy. The alternative is dangerous geopolitical instability as countries fight over scarce fuel. These scenarios are already being discussed by governments. The development of ECE is a development of natural philosophy first and foremost. But ECE shows that electric power can be obtained from space-time without violation of conservation of energy. It is obvious that the Hamiltonian in relativity is defined by the geometry of space-time. The Hamiltonian is the conserved total energy. There is electric power all around us in unlimited quantities, because all around us means space-time. This is the fundamental idea of general relativity, long accepted in gravitation. This much was realized by that great scientist, Nikola Tesla, more than 100 years ago, and if he'd been allowed to develop his work, there would be no energy crisis today. Those that stopped Tesla are worthy of the harshest historical condemnation, because they condemned humankind through their own greed and short-sightedness. Let us not allow all that to happen again.